This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I don't want you to taste and make you go crazy. I want to bring out all the best you can be. You relax my mind, my spirit, break down my defenses. Can you feel the walls come down, setting us free? Your heart just knows. Sometimes the love just flows. Listen, tell me all your deepest, darkest secrets and pleasures. We can play any nasty scene you're dying to play. Unleash your demons, free your inhibitions. Move with the rhythm in a whole new way. Sometimes your heart just knows.
Shaking like a bridge that's breaking, like a heart that's aching. You don't know, babe. You got me dreaming like an engine steaming, like a plan that's scheming.
Across my blue surface.
look, and I lowered the curtain. I was through with heritage. What I noticed was always leading like a slow ride, feeling like a cool hand eating.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude for Saturday, January...
The 14th.
14th.
2006.
I should remember it was Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
No, you being here is throwing me off.
Oh.
My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one, and I also am very proud to be queer. And I love being queer, too.
Yes, we're not practicing homosexuals. We've perfected it.
We certainly have.
We started off the show with...
music.
Yeah, we did an easy double shot.
Ooh.
Go Down Easy by Jeff Krasner. And Take It Easy by Erica...
Lukert.
Lukert? Luck with an E-T-T.
Is that how it is? Luckett?
Luckett. Well, you know, we ought to play with the glitter group there. We'll really get in trouble for the name.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, Luckett, Lickett, Licker.
Yes, well, we may play the glitter group later.
Shiting glitter?
Shiting glitter.
Go there love the go. Irish. If you don't like the Irish or anything besides St. Patrick's Day, it's the fact that we can say shite.
Yes. Anyway, that was Jeff Krasner, and he has a wonderful body of work out. I never get tired of listening to that man's music. Never.
I hate the fact where you put that sticker. You
know, I know.
Kind of
well,
hiding.
Sorry. It's covered anyway. Well, some things going on. I did not pick up reading materials tonight.
No, there's voices out there.
Okay. That's good.
There's voices and gems and...
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's all we have. Here's an early announcement for a performance by our friend Marcy Ray. Or better known as Sweet Mama Cotton. She's going to be performing Saturday, January the 21st. She's going to be doing a house concert at the Flashback Coffee House, located at 1012 Heights Boulevard. The coffee house is open from about 7 p.m., and after my performance, there will be an informal jam for any musicians in the audience. Ooh, cool. That sounds like a whole lot of fun.
And they've let Marcy off the island? She usually just performs down in Galveston.
Ah. But for reservations and information, call Betty at 713-861-1064. That's for the Flashback Coffee House, 1012 Heights Boulevard, to see Marcy Ray Saturday. Next Saturday night, January the 21st. Now, something else going on in our community that you need to be aware of is from the Irises. I've been corrected on my pronunciation.
Only for a couple of years.
I know. And I still have trouble getting it right. Anyway, that is the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. And I wasn't reading anything. Houston, Texas, comma, Inc. Anyway, voting for Empress is happening Saturday, January the 14th, later on today, at Legacy Clinic, located at 215 Westheimer. That's the old Montrose Clinic, for those of you who haven't realized that they have a new name. It's called Legacy. And that's going on until 6 p.m., and maybe a little bit earlier, so, you know, don't wait till the last minute, because there's also going to be some voting going on in Galveston, because the Royal Court does a lot of fundraisers down in Galveston. Somebody was mentioning that, like, every weekend they have a show down there. So, in fact, that must have been you.
I've noticed that they do a lot down.
Yeah. So the voting there is going to be at Undercurrent. That's located at the 2900 block of Market Street from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday night, this later on today. Galveston, stop by and vote, and go to Legacy Clinic and stop by and vote. This is voting... much like we've talked about ICO-8 voting, these are co-presidents, the emperor and empress, who are elected by the community to be co-presidents of a worthwhile fundraising organization. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars that the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court has managed over the years. I don't know that anybody knows. It's just incredible. They kept going on and on and on. This will be their 22nd year, I believe. And like I said, voting there till 6. And there are two empresses running, not an emperor this year. The empresses, the candidates for empress are Dee Dee DeMarco and your friend.
Who? I don't do anything with the courts.
Yes,
Lillian
you do.
Lillian Devereaux.
Yes.
I helped close a bar with her one night.
Listen, I was trying to get Lillian on the air. We talked about it, and she didn't make it one night, and I tried to get a hold of her, and because I wanted to get her on to talk, because I know Lillian has done a lot in the community. She's been very instrumental in the Tuesday night bingo that's held over at Meteor every Tuesday night, drag queen bingo. Dee Dee DeMarco has also, you heard her last week on the air here, she's been involved in Houston fundraising for the last 5 years. Before that, she was a resident of Baton Rouge. So, two very worthwhile candidates who deserve your vote. So, head over to Legacy, or if you're in Galveston, head over to Undercurrent. Place your vote. Now, some things, other things going on with ICOH. Because later on this evening, January the 14th, tonight, Gemini Empress Chanel Cartier and Duchess Sarah Scholander are going to put their very best face forward when they host the show, Can You Feel the Heat? It's an evening of salsa, carnival, and all the beauty of Rio at the Copa Cabana. And that's later on this evening, 8-ish, over at Mary's. And Mary's seems to be the place to... There's a lot of shows going on over there lately. I hosted one myself this evening in conjunction, in association with Viscountess Kelly Cashmere Cartier. We put on a show called I'd Rather Be in Hawaii, because that's where I usually am at this time of year. It was a birthday show because Kelly's birthday was yesterday, Thursday, and mine was Friday.
So instead of getting laid in Hawaii,
we made some money in Houston. About $245.
Oh, honey, this is a night out in Hawaii for you.
Well... I go with Stanley. There are no nights out in Hawaii.
Well, you know, I mean, the geriatric ward does have closed visiting hours at 8 p.m.
Careful, careful, careful. Anyway, you missed the opportunity to see me dressed as I normally am dressed in Hawaii.
Be afraid.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah, yeah. I was wearing the aqua shoes and skimpy bathing suit and the Hawaiian shirt. Yes. And that was it.
So the $240 is after the people were rolling around on the floor blinded from the white legs.
I know.
Then you rolled them, huh?
That's the other thing. Normally this time of year they're a lot darker.
Yeah,
so they are.
He comes back.
I come back several shades darker. Yes.
But it is strange it lasts there for a while, so he must get the good spray.
Hey.
Take on an event coming up here. Conversations with the CFA.
Ooh.
Women, Health, and HIV. Presented by Deb Pearson, NP. Whatever the world NP stands for.
Ooh.
It's on Tuesday, January 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. at 1407 Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
A light dinner and beverages will be provided to those who RSVP. And you contact Bernie Vasquez at 713-527-8219 or shoot him an email at bernie@centerforaids.org. Conversations at the CFA during 2006 was partially sponsored by Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
Cool. Something else that ICOH does, and that's every Wednesday night, is the jukebox show at Mary's.
Naturally.
At 8:30-ish, 9, yes. Yes, every Wednesday night, and it's every show is different. So it's always fun to hang out there and see what kind of incredible madness is going on. And Sunday at 4 p.m., the Cult 45s are bartending at EJ's. So if you like to have a little drinky-poo in the afternoon, stop by EJ's. give a tip to your bartender out on the patio, and all those proceeds go to the Colt 45s. That's a little, just a little something the Colts do to as another money raiser. Ah, our intrepid photographer is here with MLK Weekend, which starts like today, Saturday, January the 14th, the Black and Blue, a Levi Leather holiday weekend party with DJ Roland Belmaris. I hope that's right. And DJ Jimmy Skinner at South Beach, 810 Pacific Avenue. Wow, that is, yeah, that's going to be hot, the Black and Blue Ball. Or black people with blue balls. I don't know, you know, whatever's going on here. So, that's an 18 plus to party, 21 plus to drink, and we need to shut a door. Because Big Roy is here.
We need to shut a Roy out there.
Yes, 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 yes. So that's later on this evening over at South Beach. And be advised that the Red Party is coming to South Beach on February the 11th. Guest DJ Chris Cox of Thunderpuss. And I'll say no more. My. My, how quiet we can get.
Yeah. Well, we're just, you know, just trying to figure out how in the world he got into that gig.
Yeah.
How did Chris Cox get into Thunderpuss?
Don't go there.
I went there.
Yeah, okay. Theater Suburbia presents Ms. Lena's Backyard, written by Jen Villarubia, directed by Elvin Moriarty, and assistant director is Suzanne King. Last week, you heard the interview that we did with the Theater Suburbia and a few little excerpts from the play. And that is playing now through February the 4th, every Friday and Saturday night at 8:30. And Sundays, two Sunday matinees, January the 22nd and the 29th. And that is at 3 p.m. And let's see here, for more information and tickets and all of that kind of good stuff, the Theater Suburbia number is 713-682-3525. Theater Suburbia is conveniently located at 1410 West 43rd at Oak Forest. Yes. A little something about Miss Lena's Backyard. Nobody is a stranger in Ms. Lena's Backyard. Always out with fresh lemonade, she has a new shade tree and an empty chair just waiting for you. Come join us as we laugh, learn, and cry with Ms. Lena. There is no one like her. And I talked with the woman who's playing Miss Lena, and she is excellent. This is going to be a very, very good play. And, of course, remember, there's the after-hours special. You call in for tickets at that number I gave you, 713-682-3525, and mention after-hours, and you buy one ticket, and you will get one free. So that is pretty cool there. And since Theater Suburbia is a 501c3 organization, we can say that the ticket prices are $10. $10 for live theater. And if you're an after-hours listener, you can get two tickets for the price of one. What a wonderfully cheap date. And
How about Winterfest?
Yes, let's talk about Winterfest since I lost my train of thought.
We love being Amtrak around here.
Yes.
The Athena Art Project presents Houston Women's Winterfest, February 4th from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. A celebration of music, art, and women in beautiful Clear Lake Park down in Seabrook, Texas. Performing at this event will be Melissa Farrick, award-winning songwriter Susan Gibson, and up-and-coming artists like Natalie Zuckerman, Beth Wood, and Yvonne Pera.
Now, this is, if you may not realize this, but this is the second part of the Houston Women's Festival that got...
Rained
out, yes.
Piddled on, and so they did...
This is the second part of it.
So Saturday, February 4th, from 1 to 9 p.m., Clear Lake Park, 5002 NASA Road 1, Seabrook, Texas. Admission is 15 at the door, 12 in advance.
Yeah, but it's Melissa Ferrick.
And students with a valid ID is $10. For more information, go to www.hwfestival.org. And that's coming up. And I remember Ava talked about that last week with...
Yes. With Miss Elizabeth, who was a guest on...
Gigi's segment.
Yes, indeed. They've been friends for years. Normally, this is the transgender segment.
But we're going to change things up.
We are changing things up. Starting next month, this will be the lesbian segment.
Once we tell her.
Yes, actually, yeah, we need to get in contact with her because she doesn't really realize it yet. She thinks it's...
Yeah, she's on sabbatical and we just haven't contacted her. So if you're listening, Diane, consider this notice.
That's right. It's not next week. It was this week. But we're starting you out in February.
Yeah, unfortunately, our...
We just didn't get it together to iron out that schedule.
Yeah, between that and, we've lost now our... transgender segment.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go tack and say cut and run?
No.
Okay. And the Hispanic segment. I definitely can't go anywhere on that one.
You don't like to cut there anyway.
So we're kind of moving stuff around, trying
yes,
to
we are.
Even things out. And
trying to give you better quality shows. And we've picked our four best segments for the 1:30 time slot?
I don't know. Sorry, you're talking about better in quality and then look who walks in.
Who is it? I'm afraid to turn around.
Why don't you turn around and find out?
No, I don't. Oh, no, because it's too scary.
Yes, it is.
that.
Yeah, the sandwich boy is back.
Sandwich.
Let me start queuing up some music.
Yes, that would be a real good idea.
maybe I will leave on the continuous that we'll have happy little accidents. Just play the whole damn CD.
Any one of Dudley's.
They didn't mark any of them.
Dudley Saunders, because each one is good. Each one is good.
I think you prefer his videos.
Well, who wouldn't?
Let me see.
Yes, that's right up your alley, you wish. Quit licking the CD cover. We got to put it back.
Dudley has been in Houston twice now, and...
haven't been able to drag him in yet?
I know.
Oh, which one?
Just anyone, like I said.
Mighty, mighty, mo.
Oh, let's go with the one with a really cutesy, happy little song title. Are we going to play now?
What this is from the CD called?
The Billy White Acre Sessions Plus. And so I picked the cheeriest song title I could find. Dead Bird Fly. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
Gospel going wrong, sweating down into down and dirty song. Here's a dirty song. Perversity, insanity, can it be? What he sees is me. And you love your daddy when he sings and raises arms like dirty wings and soars into bondage like it's sky.
And it's okay if I die. Took him on his love by telling me I'm right, and that together we've both got hold of my. He tells me I've gone to sea. That's okay, it just means I'm growing things. I'm a blister on his soul, and he touches me, although it stings. And you love your daddy when he sings and raises arms like dirty wings and soars into your body like it's sky. And it's okay if I die, choking on his love by telling me I'm right, and that together we both got hold of my mind. It's my own cries, geographies of open lies and bodies that can't seem to rise, but they shoot a man who even tries. And no hope is a religious right that lost its garden to Friday night. Sit down here on my splintered thigh, and I'll tell you how to make a Denver. That's just a king they killed. You say you ain't ready, boy. Pretty soon you will. But you will love your daddy when he sings and raises arms like dirty wings and soars in by day like it's sky. And it's okay if I die, choking on his love by telling me I'm right, and that together we've both got all of my mind. It's my only cries, geographies of open lies and bodies that can't seem to rise, but they shoot a man who even tries. And you know hope is a religious right that lost its God to Friday night. Sit down there on my splendid thighs, and I will tell you how to make.
Song about the wrong kind of man, and I love singing it. It makes me feel good, 'cause I get to be a black woman for one number. And as we all know, gay men and black women are one in the same. Well, you beat my dog, you eat my frog, you drink up all my gin. You bathe the moon, you sleep till noon, and you never tell me where you've been. I buy you clothes, I fix your nose, I steal you ruby rings. You break the rules, you pee in pools, you do outrageous things. Oh, baby, I lie, I cheat, I steal, I cry for you, baby. Oh, baby, I lay down my life and die for you, baby. Well, you take my car, you drive so far, come back with the tank on E.
Your hair all messed, you half dressed, you just look at me. You're out all night, you come home tight, you fall down on my bed. And there you lay for all the next day, for all I know you're dead. Oh baby, I lie, I cheat, I steal, I cry for you. Baby, oh baby, I lay down my life and die for you. Baby. Well, listen, friends, it's got to end. We got to have ourselves a talk. Things got to change, got to rearrange. Is somebody gonna take a walk? Now, I ain't one to put down fun, but this time you've gone too far. Cause you smoke my hash, you steal my cash. Who the hell do you think you are? Cause you beat my dog, you eat my frog, you drink up all my gin. You bay at the moon, you sleep till noon, and you never tell me where you've been. Now, I don't know why I even try to change the status quo. Cause you break the rules, you pee in pools. That's just nasty. But still I love you so, pretty baby. Still I love you so, pretty baby. Still I love you so.
Thank you.
I'll be home later on tonight. Blackbird, yeah, bye-bye. Love. stories. Everybody's always trying to hand me some. Make my bed, light the lights, cause I'll be home later on tonight. Blackbird, yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, is that how the song's supposed to end? 35 seconds of static?
That's unbelievable. It's very strange.
That was our triple shot tribute to bestiality. That's right, I said it.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
You know, I decided, you know, if they're going to bitch and moan about us, I'll give them reason.
And they will.
That... I picked the wrong time to turn on his microphone.
Boy, no kidding.
We started off with Dudley Saunders. Why do I sound funnier than usual? Dudley Saunders with Dead Bird Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Follow that up with Sean Ryan.
Dead Bird Fly, is that about the bird flu?
Shouldn't have turned his mic back on. Follow that up with Beat My Dog by Sean Ryan.
Oh, my.
I'm waiting for his video to come out.
I'll bet.
I'd like to beat his dog.
He's purring.
The wiener dog?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Oh, how sweet.
And then we finished up with Veronica Klaus and Bye Bye Blackbird.
Mm-hmm. The latest issue of The Gem is out.
Yeah, I saw that.
And next week they will be a year old. Can you believe it? That this publication has been around for a year?
Yeah, but you also notice it says, turn the page.
And I see in the Mary's ad... That
why exactly do they call that The Gem?
They were talking about...
Well, put on some headphones and we'll talk.
I can hear you.
Well, apparently you couldn't hear him trying to talk.
Gay... Entertainment in the Montrose.
The magazine.
Yes. Mary's had advertised the jukebox show the jukebox show and the show that Kelly and I did earlier this evening. And also mentioned the sister bar of Mary's, which is Michael's Outpost, which is now a piano bar. So if you like singing along at the piano, that is the place to hang out. Nice crew over there. Nice.
If you're able to handle Four Roses on the piano, better than Tulips on the organ.
Oh,
there you go. That's their slogan. Michael's Outpost, Four Roses on the piano, Mary's Tulips on the organ.
There you go. And I see they have an article about that anti-gay minister that we talked about last week.
Yeah, you also noticed...
Would you turn that thing down? I don't want to hear people eating on the air.
Hmm? Yeah, he wasn't eating, he was drinking.
I don't want to hear that either.
Yeah, you need to look over on page 6 and see a little phrase they're using that sounds familiar to you.
6?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I love The Gem. Where?
Calling something the quickies.
Oh. Yes. Well, we don't have a copyright on it. We do the After Hours Quickies several times a month, which is interviewing an organization, a quick interview for about 10 minutes right in the beginning of the show.
Drinking at 7 a.m. God.
Who?
6:11. Breakfast Club.
Breakfast of Scotch and Water. Breakfast of Champions.
Oh, that's scary.
Gin and tonic.
That is scary.
At least get a Guinness. You know, it's strong enough to be a meal in itself.
Well, Papa Del is there. And Little Mike.
With the right added ingredients, it is a meal.
Mm-hmm.
For some people.
Oh, I see. Where are the nuts? That's hay.
He's just reading headlines now.
Oh, I see.
What can I say?
Where are the nuts? If you haven't figured that out at your age... Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Let me say that on the air, since it is your birthday.
January the 13th, I am 58 years old.
And it's Friday the 13th, nonetheless.
I turned 13 on Friday the 13th, so it's a lucky day for me. Has anybody here seen Brokeback Mountain?
No. Not if I can avoid it.
Oh, my God. It's the most beautiful movie I have seen in a very, very long time. Let me put it to you this way. You have heard me talk about Stan lots on the show, right?
My lover. Yes.
Oh, Stanley.
Stanley.
I'm sorry, you used the shortened version of his name to throw me.
Yes. We've been together 27 years. He's a Jewish Republican, gay Jewish Republican, and, you know, okay.
Boy, talk about really hating yourself.
Okay.
We saw it together. We were both crying. Both of us.
Whoa, wait a minute. He showed emotion?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
It is that good. Heath Ledger turned in an Academy Award performance in this thing. He was incredible. It's a very subtle film. It doesn't move very fast, but you've got this gorgeous Wyoming backdrop that's in almost every frame. Just really, it's a wonderful film. We couldn't believe...
Sorry, I'm so sick of hearing about Brokeback Mountain. It's not funny.
I cannot sing its praises enough.
You're making more noise than Roy normally does.
I know. I cannot sing its praises enough. It is a beautiful, beautiful film. Whew.
Yeah, I was just looking here where it's playing here in Houston.
Well, we saw it at the River Oaks.
Yeah, the River Oaks was the original location.
It still is.
Yeah, you can also see it at Edwards at Katy Freeway and Silver, AMC Studio 30, which is on Dunvale, and Willowbrook 24. Wow. There's one here. I'm not sure if it's Six Pines at Lake Robbins. I don't know if that's here in Houston or not. Cinemark at Market Street.
Wow. The Critics' Choice Awards already have given it the nod for Best Film, Best Director, and Best Supporting Actress.
Wow. A lot of Best Picture ones there in the Golden Globes next week. Was it Wednesday? Oh, no, Monday, I think.
This is an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
This is not big budget.
This is not big Hollywood.
No, but they've got, you know, two big Hollywood stars in it.
Well, now, Focus is...
Focus?
Focus Pictures... Focus Features is the company. They're a... Because there's all that controversy of Gene Shalit.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he didn't like the film.
You're kidding! What's wrong with him?
I don't know. There was a big stink about it because
he's a prissy old queen who just
There was a lot of talk about that, and they were making a comment of the fact that it was because he works for NBC, and then NBC owns part of Focus.
Oh.
I think, if I'm remembering correctly, as I type in...
Uh-huh. I'm just reading here. There's a review in this week's gym by Keith Vivial, who was a member of ICOH. He was last year's emperor. No, year before emperor. He's Apollo Emperor 2. Wow.
Focus Features. Let's... I mean, Focus Features, it's like the little, the marquee, you know, where they put the fancier stuff there. It's,
uh-huh.
Yeah, they're part of, was it Vivaldi? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's way
Anyway, when the film opened, there were these names I never heard of. You know, a somebody film by somebody in conjunction with and blah, 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 blah.
It's part of the NBC Universal family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those.
I love how they
kind of like, you know, a Touchstone film. You know,
yeah.
Originally, Touchstone used to be the, you know, the small independent thing. It's actually Disney.
Oh.
It's that sort of thing.
Oh.
They're so nice in calling them families now. Oh, we used to call them conglomerates.
Mm.
it is kind of that, but it's, you know, it's with media consolidation the way it is. It's
getting more and more of your information from less and less sources.
Yeah. I mean, I've always here we go. Yeah, Focus Features is a part of NBC Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's Vivendi Universal Entertainment. So
how very whatever. Italian of them.
I'm waiting for this picture to scroll back because all I saw was a hand on a crotch.
What? You didn't even see that in the film.
No, it's not from that film. It's from a different film.
Oh,
come on. A different film entirely.
I thought I saw long fingernails on it, so I really wasn't that.
Yeah, there's no sex in this film.
He lost his focus point.
Ooh. Well,
that's not entirely true from what I hear.
There is a brief, very brief scene alluding to sexual behavior.
Oh, well.
That's what it is. But, it, you know,
the least they could have done is had some tongue.
It's not... Okay. It's not about the sex. It's about
obviously
the romance.
Not,
right.
But
and there was some time.
But I'm sorry. This. People have sex. Gay people have sex. Straight people have sex. Bi people mm-hmm. have sex. It is a natural part of the human process. Dag nabbit. The least they could do is go more than a second and a half on a screen.
Well, the movie takes place in the 50s, for one thing.
People were having sex in the 50s.
In Wyoming.
People were still having sex
Montana. I don't know.
No, Wyoming.
Oh, yeah. Wyoming. But gay sex in Wyoming in the 1950s.
Mm.
So that kind of lets you know something there.
Well, you know, sometimes the cows kicked back or ran away, so they had to do what they had to do.
Yes, back then when they beat you half to death and tied you to a fence, it didn't make all the local news because
exactly.
It didn't, yeah.
Yes, you're right about that. Anyway, I still say it is the movie to see. It is the movie to see. Everybody's very
because a whole list of.
I'm trying to pick the next music set.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with the themes, you know.
In other news, grand opening weekend is coming up for Jeffrey's Bar and Lounge. Yes, and that will be next weekend, Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. Live DJs, prize giveaways, drink specials, and more surprises you won't want to miss.
Great.
We're always happy to welcome a new bar, especially Jeffrey's, because it's very different. It's a no-smoking bar.
Please tell me it's owned by a guy named Jeffrey.
I have no idea.
No, just someone who loves gay films from the 90s.
I see. Go to jeffreysbar.com. Jeffreys. Jeffreysbar.com.
For me, it was just a little creepy when they named a bar South Beach. It was the timing.
With Andrew Cannon?
Yeah. Because, you know, the rest of the world could give a hoot about South Beach until there was an Andrew Cannon running around killing gay people and becoming the gay serial killer. And all of a sudden, now we have a bar named South Beach, which is nowhere near South Beach.
Well, it could have been worse. They could have had the slogan, "We'll blow you away."
So, yo.
There's a big event going on in Galveston.
Is that like OJ Airlines? Get you there with an hour to kill?
Ooh.
Anyhow.
Misty Valdez annual benefit. This Galveston institution will, for the 19th time, stage her annual AIDS benefit tour at Eagles Bar, 2416 Post Office. Buffet, 9 o'clock, show 10. Their shows run late in Galveston, you know that? And that's happening Saturday, February the 4th. This year, the event...
They got something else to do at that hour of night in Galveston?
I don't know. This year's event honors Denise Justice, UTMB's Community Outreach Community Outreach Coordinator. Ooh, these cheap teeth. I know.
Yeah, you go to those discount dentists.
I know.
Where is Jeffrey's at? I'm trying to figure it out.
The Old Pacific.
It's the Old Pacific.
It's what used to be Pacific Street.
Yeah.
And O.
And O.
Pacific Street. O.
It's,
Okay, I was just a little confused.
700 Pacific Street.
Yeah, no, I see 700 Pacific Street, one block northeast of Westheimer and Montrose, and it's like...
One block?
That's what it says.
Well, that's not right.
There ain't much on their website, but that's all that's on here.
It's two blocks at least.
Well, it's one full city block.
No.
We don't have full city blocks.
Well, because you...
Hold on a second.
You go down that street.
I've been in cities. That's even further than a city block.
You have Avondale before you get to Westheimer.
Those are half blocks.
That
who cares? It's the Old Pacific Street.
Okay.
Frankly, my dear,
I don't give a flip.
Oh, I'm glad you stopped it at that. Every Friday, hang out with the girls. Oh, my God. It says, get your twat on the dance floor. DJ Joe Ross spins Britney, Madonna, Whitney, Cher, Missy, Deborah, and every other chick you love to wiggle to.
In a Cuisinart, I hope.
That's happening at Rich's. 18 and up is welcome. 21 to drink. Doors open at 9 p.m. I like doing this because it's always a problem for the 18 and ups, 18 to 21s, you know, where to go. Where can they go? What bar will let them in? And I like that they're putting that now in the advertisements.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Go someplace that isn't a bar. But that's just me.
One can only drink so much coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
One can only drink so much expensive coffee. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, if you're going to suck on a watered-down bean...
watch it.
There's other places that are 18 and up. I'll share coupons for free locker. Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah.
He went there.
Not in a long time. Oh.
Now, if you want to go to Galveston for Mardi Gras, you can take the bus. The Ripcord is hosting a bus tour down there. Tickets are now on sale. And that's always a fun way to do it, because you get on the bus and there's drinky poos all the way down. Then you can have all the fun you want and don't have to worry about driving back. And there's...
I don't know. The Ripcord just doesn't seem like a drinky poo kind of club.
Well, please, you walk in there with all these guys dressed in leather talking about either cooking or opera. Give me a break.
Oh, wait.
You'll spoil the image.
Yeah.
Make sure to reserve a backseat on the bus.
Oh, no, that's the drink, already reserved.
The drinky... Yeah. When I think of the Ripcord, what I think of their drinking has nothing to do with a martini glass.
Oh, God.
And the only time there's something that you consider a drinky thing you're going to see there is during Louis weekend.
And bears a striking resemblance to apple juice. Yeah. Anyhow.
It's a changing venue. Some of the twinks are even getting brave enough to go in there now.
Some people
I've seen twinks walk into Mary's.
Some people like to recycle now, you know.
Yeah, that's not... I'm pagan. That's not the kind of recycling I do.
I don't even think this station believes in that kind of recycling.
And for those that need to keep up with the gay guest houses in Galveston, Lost Bayou Guest House. Your home, our home is your home in Galveston at 1607 Avenue L. Lost Bayou Guest House. It looks very nice. Three-story building, you know, very... You know, Porsches in front and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, there's always the Montrose Guest House, right over there, 408 Avondale. It's very nice. Well, I'm a member of, as you know, GECAM, Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc. And we talked to the new owner of the Montrose Guest House because he would like to put some of the museum pieces in his establishment, especially artwork. No, don't go there. They're not going to put me up on a pedestal. No.
I was just thinking about putting pieces in establishments.
So we went over and looked over the place, and it's very, very nice. He's putting in a new security system, which will have cameras in all of the public rooms.
Big Brother will be watching it.
Well, but the rooms are really nice. You know, it's not the tubs or anything like that. I mean, it's a really nice place.
Yeah, there are several lovely
advertising as the tubs.
There are several lovely little bed and breakfasts in the Montrose.
Oh yeah, I don't know them, but they're lovely. No, but I see signs as I'm driving through, and I thought, oh my God, well, I didn't know that. You know. I didn't know this was a bed and breakfast right here in a neighborhood, you know, not on the main drag.
For those who want to have a Twinkie in the morning and a Twinkie at night.
There is one in this neighborhood somewhere, which I swear to God, yes. Looks like it was right out of a children's book. It looks like a little, everything is painted in strange colors, and the finials at the top of the staircase are checkerboard painted, and
Harlequin
painted, uh-huh. and no, actually checkerboard, not like a chessboard kind of thing, not quite Harlequin-ish with the diamond shape, but they have, and the house is like in all kinds of like gingerbread colors and things. It's like, and I sort of look at that and go, what fairy tale witch lives in this little bed and breakfast? It's so cute.
Paint by Sherwin-Williams, designed by Acid.
There you go.
You are listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Our listener sponsor, Commercial Free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, always the worldwide web at kpft.org.
She ain't right.
She never has been. What's
apparently
your...
there was caffeine in the iced tea I've been drinking.
yeah, plenty of it, too.
And he did that all in one breath.
I can breathe again.
He's still breathing. I'm impressed. I'd have screwed up somewhere in between that.
Well, I'm waiting for him to do it again quickly.
Yeah. You know, stick around for an hour.
Try and stay awake. I will.
Let's see what's going on at EJ's. Well, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I still have the amateur dance contest.
And oh my God, do they mean amateur?
But I don't know. Some of those boys look pretty professional to me,
right?
But not at dancing. Tuesdays,
different profession altogether.
Really.
The oldest one.
Thursdays and Saturdays now is the hot men of Man Watch.
Ooh.
So these are professional muscle dancers.
In other words, your $5 you don't get to touch. It's only C.
There you go. And then on Tuesday...
Now if they were only queer boys actually dancing in the,
Okay, on Tuesdays are the Latin toys.
Yeah. So then your 500 pesos, you only get to look instead of touch.
Hey, I'm just telling you what's available out there, folks.
I once had not one, but two people lap dance me at EJ's.
Oh, I've only had one.
Two simultaneously, mind you.
Oh. Well, yes. I've not had that.
And I only remember what one of them looks like.
Why am I not?
And I don't drink. That's
I know. That's really sad. What were you doing at the time?
I was sitting there with a friend of mine who had dragged me kicking and screaming into the place.
I was about to say, you going into a bar.
Because I hate going into bars. But yeah, I do remember the little Hispanic guy with the American flag with the iridescently shiny American flag bikini thingy. Thong thingy.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That one I remember. I don't remember the other one.
Oh.
Twinks.
Oh, here's more on that Mardi Gras Galveston Gay Bus Trip. Tickets now on sale at Ripcord's, Mary's, and the BRB, Brazos River Bottom. It's $45, includes round trip, party bus, breakfast, snacks, cocktails, shuttle service in Galveston to the bars, front row location for the nighttime crew of Momus Parade. Wow. Leaves 11 a.m. Saturday, February the 25th. Returns about 9 p.m. Nice. Oh, that is nice. So, you hear that? Ripcord, Mary's, or the BRB. And if you like to play pool, there's all kinds of tournaments going on at Decades. 8-ball and 9-ball and...
Jimmy, that is a lot of fun, that party bus going to Galveston.
Oh, you've been on that, haven't
and
you?
I am going again this
year. Oh, David.
February the 25th.
Yes, yes, I see it right here. Cool. I remember you talking about it last year, how much fun you had.
Oh, yes, it is exciting.
Come on, you got to get closer to the mic, Dave.
It is exciting. It is a fun trip, and everybody has a real good time.
Great.
I always like to bring you back some nice Mardi Gras beats.
Yes, you do. Thank you. February the 25th. Nice. Oh, God, it's got to be time for music.
Well, I guess you need to push the green button, too.
Yeah, she turned yourself off.
You know how scary it is when he says, it's time to go to music, and I'm the one picking the music?
I know. I know. I made some suggestions, but as usual, he's ignoring them.
No, I'm not.
Oh?
He's taking them all into deep consideration before he blows them off.
Yes.
The only CD that I have played that you did not put on your list, that you put in your little pile, was Veronica Klaus.
Oh, well, that's fine. You can play anything by Veronica Klaus.
But, you know, I'm just in that weird, you know... It's the kind of thing I used to do when I filled in a couple times on Esoteric Adventures. I like to go with those themes.
Oh, I know. So, which one is this? I'm going to be sorry I asked, but...
Well, no, it's in tribute to this line I keep seeing about, you know, $3 pansies.
$3 pansies?
I keep wanting to stop in and... Actually, no, it was $5 pansies.
Oh.
So... I thought we'd go with the triple shot of pansy division.
Ah, you can't go wrong there. Of course, that's only going to take about 5 minutes.
Well, you know. Actually, you know, we could go wrong with pansy division because I didn't see what number I just spun the dial.
Oh, my God. No, don't do that. Do not do
spin
that.
Spin the wheel, make a D.
Funny, you don't look like Anti-Entity.
So?
You don't look like Tina Turner.
Well,
since I just spun the dial, and that, remember, you're listening to Dead Air.
Ouch.
Are you going to get those newest CD release?
Newest CD release?
They're putting in a retrospective disc of their work.
Oh, are they now? Since I own everything they ever recorded, no. And that includes...
Don't really need that.
A cassette tape, which is the very first thing they ever recorded.
No, they probably recorded something in a bathroom stall that they use as a demo. Maybe they even played music then.
Would that be on a 45? With that one?
I didn't read it.
Vinyl?
I know.
Anyway...
into sports, looks good in shorts, but you're just another game to him. I've seen his type, seen him all my life, always pulling for the side that's winning. You need someone who cares, so don't look over there. I can show you what you've been missing. Who treats you right?
I do, baby. Cause if you wanna be serviced with a smile, you've gotta reciprocate more than every once in a while. Cause all work and no joy means I'll be looking for another boy. All work and no joy means I'll be going down on a different boy. Reciprocate, reciprocate. Unless you'd rather go home and masturbate. Reciprocate, reciprocate. At the dinner table, you were vegetarian, but you smiled and said that you became a carnivore in bed. But the evidence I've seen does nothing to support that claim. All the effort's so one-sided, and that's totally lame. Cause if you wanna be serviced with a smile, gotta reciprocate more than every once in a while. Cause all work and no joy means I'll be looking for another boy. All work and no joy means I'll be chowing down on a different boy. Reciprocate, reciprocate. Unless you'd rather go home and masturbate. Reciprocate, reciprocate.
direction. Now listen to me. Oh, 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 I want you. But no, 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 this won't do. No, no, I won't screw with no protection.
So
Was it groovy? Is it groovy?
They seem to think so.
Something was groovy.
Something was groovy. And that was a five-shot of Pansy Division.
Yeah, we didn't go for the six-pack.
Oh, well.
Besides, the song I had queued up, we've played to death.
Okay.
Has there ever been a six-pack in here that didn't involve, like, plastic holders and a...
No. I've done a Romanofsky and Phillips concert before.
Right. Yeah, that was back before I became a part of the show.
Yeah, well...
When I was the listener sponsor, which you'll have the opportunity to do in a couple of weeks.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Beginning of February.
Oh, I won't be here.
The winter membership drive. You won't be here for the first week, but, you know, you're going to get it the second week, bitch.
I'm hoping to get it the first week.
Well,
I see. So what all did we hear from Pansy Division?
Who Treats You Right?
Mm-hmm.
Reciprocate.
Oh, my.
Smells Like Queer Spirit.
It certainly does.
No Protection.
Oh.
And Groovy Underwear.
Yes, I caught that one.
And the sixth one of that was, well, if you've listened to us long enough and, you know, all the times we talk about Brokeback Mountain, I usually play.
Oh, cowboys are
secretly fond of each other.
Yes. No, it's good. Actually, it's not an original song by them.
Oh.
Can I just say
it's an old cowboy song?
No, because I want to turn off your mic.
Can I just say that there's it's amazing how many queer songs we can relate to that movie. It just seems like we can manage to pull out of somewhere a song that can
relate to most movies.
Relate to Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, or you can pick any movie. I was going to play. I mean, like I said, you can find some way to segue into anything here.
Yeah.
If we want to talk about the movie Ishtar, I've got where's that touch by Joe Camel. I was going to play it during the bestiality section, but
I see
the Ishtar.
Oh,
did anybody actually see that movie?
No,
I've never seen it.
And
when somebody tells you it's one of the worst movies ever made, you just don't want to see the movie.
No, Plan 9 from Outer Space. It is so bad, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But Ishtar
you
is
gotta
so
love those.
Is just bad, so that it's just bad.
Yeah.
I've got to find the next part here for the three packs.
Okay.
You know, it's and you know, I love sci-fi fantasy movies. So yeah, things like Plan 9 from Outer Space are just they're so horrible. They're classic.
Yes. You know? Were we talking about Brokeback?
Yes.
Okay. In an article in the Houston Voice front page by Ryan Lee, he starts out, despite Keith Ledger's critically acclaimed acting in Brokeback Mountain, it's not entirely convincing when his character, Ennis Del Mar, defiantly insists, you know, I ain't queer. What makes the statement difficult for some audiences to accept at face value is that Ennis says it right after he and Jack Twist engage in decidedly queer sex. Now, I have to take exception to that. This movie starts out, this love affair starts out in the 50s in Wyoming. And people's sexuality was defined a whole lot differently than it is today.
I don't know.
Men were expected to get married and raise a family no matter what. And they did, gay or not.
Yeah, that yes, but that didn't mean they were any less queer. They just had to, they were just more expected to follow a certain
code of conduct.
Well, you know, this
that
question
didn't make
comes
them
up,
any less queer.
This question comes up in the gay community a lot. Well, the first time they have sex, there's not, you know, their romance grows over the years. Is how mm-hmm. it works out, and the sex is a kind of spur of the moment type thing after a drinking bout. Where have we heard this before?
Yeah.
But
as the opening to...
I don't think having sex with a man one time makes you gay any more than I think that a gay man having sex with a woman one time makes him straight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not where you put it. It's how you relate to either the same sex or the opposite sex. It's the emotion. Do you want to be with? Are you more comfortable with? What turns you on?
The under that kind of a definition, a large percentage of the world would be considered pansexual?
Yes, or bisexual, which is actually the definition that I'd put for both of these two men, since they both had families and children.
Well, no, I have a... of course, some of us didn't have... Some of us didn't live through the 50s, so I...
Well, I did.
Yeah, well...
Well, I was very, very,
very
young.
Very little of the...
Very, yeah. Very
but
little
but you were there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... And even in the time I was a kid, it... you know, being queer was still not...
No, no, no. The early 60s were the same as the 50s.
Yeah.
See, but Potsy always gave Ralph Mouth that kind of an eye, so I think there was queer...
Right.
Nice joke.
Yeah, gotcha.
The
how queer am I? You know, I almost said his real name, Anson Williams.
Yeah, right. Hello. You know what's really disturbing is that they recently had, late last year, they or something like that, they had the Happy Days 30th anniversary.
Doesn't that make you old?
Reunion.
Ooh.
Okay, if we're gonna talk about queer television.
Yeah.
The new show called Crumbs.
Crumbs?
Crumbs.
Fred Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Plays a gay, a closeted gay writer.
I heard that. I read about that.
My dreams of the 90s have finally come true.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's hilarious.
Was it good?
I'd do him in a New York minute.
What? When is it on and what station?
Oh, it's...
One of those.
Wednesday night? It was last night. It was Thursday night. And it's NBC, I believe.
Oh, okay. See, I so seldom watch
Jane Curtin plays
2:11 or 13 anymore. You know, it's
one of those that if you like older television,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's this weird mix. You've got William Devane. So you've got Knott's Landing from the 80s.
Wow.
Jane Curtin.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, Kate and Allie.
Kate and mm-hmm. Allie.
Fred Savage from the Wonder Years, and the other guy.
My God, what is this, recycling?
Recycling the 80s, yes.
Old sitcoms?
But it's this weird thing of William Devane is the father who cheats with a restaurant reviewer,
mm-hmm.
knocks her up, and the mother goes a little crazy and tries to run him over.
Okay.
So you sound familiar.
I really put it like it.
Didn't that happen in Houston?
It's uh-huh. like Clara Harris meets 6 Feet Under.
There you go.
Because Fred Savage comes back from Los Angeles to help in the family restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
After mother gets released from the psychiatric ward, where she met a boy toy.
Oh.
Was this large black man?
Oh.
And
hello.
So, and Fred's not out to his family, and it's just this weird thing, but, you know, he's got a fag hag, even.
Oh.
She introduced herself as his beard from high school prom.
Gotcha.
So, it's a different kind of show, and, you know, it'll probably be canceled in 3 weeks.
Oh, well.
But it's... Like I said, I heard the thing saying that Crumbs was going to have a gay character, and I'm watching it, and... It starts off with Fred Savage in bed, and he's talking to his mother, who's about to get released from the nut farm. And she's asking him about his girlfriend. And out pops this guy from the bathroom.
Hello!
Drying his hair. And actually, I think we got a song. Darn, don't bring it into the Romanowski and Phillips, because it would be a perfect song for that. because it's also his lover is also his therapist.
Oh. Cute.
So. Darn it, there's a Romanowski and Phillips song about that.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I think we have
straightening up the house.
My therapist.
Oh, yes. Yes. Wow.
But you don't bring Romanowski anymore.
That's because we have it in the library.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the gay section.
Wow. All those, and we've got, what, somebody donated Elton John yet? Whatever they think of queer music is.
I put the gay section together, thank you very little. Several years ago. No one's added to it, I might add, so to speak.
Well, if you would add, then you would be adding to it.
Yes, I guess. In other news, the Montrose Softball League is holding recruitment day. Yes, we do recruit. The Montrose Softball League, which urges participation of gay men and lesbians in the Houston area, will seek new members during its annual recruitment day on Sunday, January the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Memorial Park No. 4 and 5 fields. The fields are located on the south side of Memorial Drive between Westcott and the West Loop. After registering new members, the group will hold a celebration at Guava Lamp, 570 Waugh, from 6 to 8 p.m. All new and past members are invited to attend. For more information, visit dubcubed.montrosesoftballleague.com.
And they get to go play with their softballs.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for a bat and ball.
Change. Well, the soft ones are a whole lot bigger than the fast ones.
Well, you know.
Yes,
if you're going
know.
For the fast ball, you're not taking enough time with it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star.
Uh-huh. Single scar?
No, don't go. Well, sometimes they get a little. Well, anyway, they're holding the voting today, Saturday, for Empress. And that's happening at the Legacy Community Health Services. That's the official name. I know I said it already.
Boy,
but I didn't have the full name of Legacy. Legacy Community Health Services.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
And so, you know, I don't know what people are going to end up calling it. Probably the Legacy Clinic.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. It's at 215 West Timer.
Legcla.
Yeah.
What?
L-E-G-C-L-I. Legacy Clinic.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, they... Every time they come up with a... It's sort of like the Transco Tower for me.
Yeah.
I don't care how many different names it's gone through. I still call it the Transco Tower.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Like, everybody does.
Yeah, there's going to be people calling that the Montrose Clinic till we're all dead.
Probably.
Until you have a legacy of your own.
Until you have a legacy.
Has anybody watched the... I haven't seen it yet, but I've been hearing about... The new show called Book of Daniel.
Oh, they're starting a whole hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched parts of it there.
I haven't seen it because I don't stay home at that hour. I'm usually out and about here in the neighborhood.
That right-wing nut job group, the American Family Association, is boycotting Ford Motor Company for advertising in gay publications, and has now moved on to a new target, NBC's The Book of Daniel.
Well, you've got an Episcopal priest who's now having to deal with his brother-in-law stole money from the church, so he's contacted his friend who's a Catholic priest who was able to have friends who found the money, but they won't find the money unless he uses a certain... contractor to build a new addition to the church that he'd be using that money for, and supposedly those guys have some family ties.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Their concrete pours down at the pier sometimes.
Well, let's see.
He's got a gay Republican son.
Uh-huh.
They're still making shoes out of that these days?
Yeah.
Well, this is from the Houston Voice, and they say, depicts an Episcopal priest, Daniel Webster... What a name. Played by Aidan Penn, who's a very good actor.
Devil and Daniel Webster.
Who regularly talks with the manifestation of Jesus Christ as a means of coping with his turbulent family and professional life.
Yeah. Yeah, the surfer dude pops up all the time.
Oh.
In the car, in the corner of the room.
It's Joan of Arcadia with less ambiance.
Yeah. I was thinking that, too. Didn't CBS just cancel this series?
Yeah.
It's Joan of Arcadia without the Joan Osborne soundtrack.
Yeah, there you go. I love Joan of Arcadia, and I'm pagan.
See,
they.
I didn't like Joan. I liked her brother.
Anyway. Joan of Arcadia was a cool show because they even did like a few episodes with gay characters, with like gay students in the school.
Oh.
And you know, there was no hardline sort of traditional Christian gay bashing going on in those episodes, which I really liked. But this new show, it only took Aidan Quinn 20 years to be involved in a show that has gay characters.
Yeah,
in it.
Hey, well,
because he was in the first movie.
Yes,
to dealing with both queer and AIDS.
What was that?
An Early Frost.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes, he was so young.
And 20 years later, he's still so effing gorgeous.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
He really is.
He still has two of the most beautiful eyes on television. I remember watching An Early Frost and just in a time period when I was just starving for gay anything, right?
Yeah.
And just... even if it had to be about AIDS, and which, you know, when that movie came out was still the scary nightmare, you know.
It certainly was.
That was that, yes. That nobody understood and nobody knew, really wanted to act like, and there was this, and what I remember, one of the things I remember most about that was the grandmother character in that, Sylvia Sidney.
Yes.
Who has since passed away.
Yes, just recently.
Yeah. She was the comment she made in that movie about how when her husband had cancer, they treated him much the way they were now treating people with AIDS. And that kind of struck me. I mean, when you put it into context like that, that, you know, at some point everything... That every unknown thing is a monster.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And if you're lucky, eventually, people grow up, get knowledge, and, you know, get over it.
Oh.
You know?
Not only that, but in the era that she was talking about when her husband had AIDS, her husband had cancer. There were people who firmly believed that... people who had cancer gave it to themselves. That they were responsible for having this cancer.
Hey, there's idiots out there who think people are deserving to get strokes.
You gotta love that. You gotta love that Catholic guilt trip.
Oh yeah.
Thing that was so good.
No, the stroke joke was a Pat Robertson slam.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, Pat Robertson.
The thing that really made a funny look at was this one, Jimmy.
You know. Pat Robertson, I realize that all sides we have the right to freedom of speech on all sides. I just wish some of them wouldn't come out with such stupid, completely inane and brainless comments.
Yes.
Just completely and utterly so far out in the field. You know, they're not going to see the baseball till they're 105 playing out that far in the field. It's just, oh my God, they make me crazy.
And I just hope, you know, if one of these days they'll be true to themselves, and since they're talking with their head up their ass, they actually put their
head up their ass.
That way we don't have to hear them speak.
You know, that craniorectalitis, it's, you know, it's a severe disease among some people, and I'm not saying that it's just on their side either. Because there's, I know plenty of people with their head up their butts on our side of the fence, so.
Oh, I know.
We got a message. Someone wanted us to talk about the Book of Daniel, as we were. He also wants to hear a certain little song.
Yes. Do we have it?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, he's grinning like a Cheshire cat.
It must be something I really hate.
This can't be good.
We'll play it probably during my 12-inch set.
What are you... What are you...
No, don't ask. I don't want to hear the answer.
Welcome to the military. Don't ask, don't tell.
Tell.
I'll just play.
Watch out.
It's Jerry in Montgomery County.
Hey, Jerry.
And, you know, I wanted to do this before.
Uh-huh.
We got a letter.
We get letter.
From MBB.
Yes.
Yay.
A new one.
A new one.
A new MBB?
Yeah.
Yay. Somebody found us.
Salvador.
Oh, cool.
And he just started listening to us. He
Dolly?
Wish.
Sorry.
Hello, Salvador.
Oh, okay, no, we'll click that button, too. the first time he ever heard the show was last week.
Uh-huh.
He wants to wish Jimmy a happy party.
Oh, thank you.
You know, he's looking for pen pals on that.
I know. We've been talking about it for years, and just we never get anybody calling in.
I'm not so good at writing letters.
And I'm the worst.
Which is kind of sad.
He's been in for 8, out in 2 more.
Ooh.
And, you know, basically, he's come out to his family and they've basically shunned him. So he's, he's not getting any.
Yeah. We talk about that. You know, if you're still living at home, or if you're an MBB and you're coming out, whether as bi or as gay or whatever, sometimes maybe it's not the right thing to tell your family, you know, because if you're living at home, you need them for support. And if you are coming out of incarceration, you need support also in a, you know, a different way, but you need a lot of moral support. So maybe sometimes it's not the right time to tell them. You know, not until you're on your own and stable with yourself financially and responsibly. I know we've talked about this many times, and I always, you know, it's no matter when you tell them, you're always taking the chance, really, that that you might get rejected. I know that happened to me. Right. And it happens to people today.
Mm-hmm.
So just be very careful, folks.
Just when we think we've come so far.
I know. National Coming Out Day comes, and sometimes it's not the right time for you to come out.
You know,
there'll be another coming out day for you.
I really do think that if the rather large number of famous people who are in the closet, both, and I mean in all segments of, you know, theater, sports, the work, if collectively they all took a National Coming Out Day and actually said it, and it was made very public that they did so.
It is. I think it's October the 11th every year.
I think people, but I mean what I'm saying, if these people would do so, and it was suddenly, people had to come to grips with all of these people from all of these directions being queer in one form or another, and I think it would sort of shock the system that, oh, look, we are everybody, you know, and up until 5 minutes ago, we were all just like you. It's that whole thing of, you know, somebody who changes their opinion after they find out that somebody they know is gay, and it's like, okay, still the same person from 5 minutes ago when you didn't know. So what's different? Mm-hmm. You know, same thing. It's but if all of if more people from more of these very visible directions came out of the closet on one of those days, I think it would shock the system enough that people would get a grip on that, you know, and realize we are everywhere. We are part of everything. Even the most macho professions in sports being, you know, baseball, football, that kind of thing. People would realize that, oh, look, we really are just like everybody else. You know?
The interesting thing is you start talking about that, and I just happen to be clicking on here a link. It's a website called nndb.com. They call this is called Tracking the Entire World.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one where they, you know, they list birth dates and birthplace and all this other stuff. One of the categories they have is sexual orientation. And they have a whole section of people who they say is a matter of dispute. The reason why I looked at it is because the birthday of one of the people on there, who's kind of cute for one of those right-wing fanatics, Shepard Smith from Fox News.
Oh, okay.
So they've got this whole list of people who they say have their sexual orientation as a matter of dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Aiken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Prince Albert II.
not the person, not the thing. Yeah.
Not the decoration.
Yeah.
So not the jewelry.
So they say what do you mean Clay Aiken isn't... Like, who thinks he's straight?
His mom. To bed.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Parents okay, know better than...
Oh, okay, it's a stepfather. I was about to say, wait a minute, it says on here that he has two fathers. And he was a camp counselor at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well.
Yeah, Clay. His full name is Clayton Holmes Aiken.
Holmes.
Yeah,
well, there's no mystery there.
Louis Anderson.
That's disturbing.
Who?
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, for comic? The comic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was sued for sexual harassment of a...
Whoa. Female?
No, of a man.
Of a man?
Oh.
Really? Who'd he feel up?
somebody back when he was host of Family Feud.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, there we go.
He liked his guests.
Yeah, apparently so.
One of the Aspasia, feminist poet. J.M. Barrie, author of Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's not a shock.
Yeah.
Beethoven.
Yeah, I know.
Chester Bennington with Linkin Park. Sandra Botticelli. Jerry Brown, the former governor of California.
California. Have you seen Linda Ronstadt lately? She is packing on the pounds.
Where the hell did that come from?
Because she dated... She was his beard.
Oh, there it is. Girlfriend Linda Ronstadt.
No, beard.
Well, it says
it says girlfriend
Linda Ronstadt, girlfriend Arianna Huffington. Well, that's enough to turn
into
gay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What part of beard don't you understand?
He's married now. Anne Gust.
What? Who?
Anne Gust. You know, there's no link on here.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
James Buchanan, former president.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People have been saying that for years.
Absolutely. There's no doubt there.
There's no doubt, except he ain't around to tell us.
Sir Richard Burton, the explorer.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that this is bisexuality.
Well, that's not the actor.
No, not the actor.
Yeah.
Because...
The guy who translated Arabian Nights.
Because it wasn't Elizabeth Taylor who kept marrying gay men. It was...
No, this is the other Sir Richard Burton.
It was Judy Garland. And then Liza Minnelli.
Like mother, like daughter.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I wanted to marry a man just like the one who married my mom.
Gay.
Queer.
She did. For about a year.
Caravaggio.
The painter.
Yeah. There's no doubt he was gay. No doubt.
Did you sleep with him? There's no doubt.
There's been too much written.
Ah, okay. I'm like,
and he scandalized Florence because he used male hustlers for all of his paintings, you know, as models.
Yeah.
And for his painting of the Virgin Mary, he used the most well-known female prostitute in Florence.
You see, I
and it looked like her. That's why.
When somebody's been dead more than 100 years, I just sort of question where they're coming from with some of this thing, unless, of course, it's like Oscar Wilde or something.
Well,
because you know, they're dead. They've been dead a very, very long time. It was like that whole Abraham Lincoln thing.
Well,
the man's been dead for 160 years.
Yes, but you see, through letters and correspondence and his life in general, like Caravaggio, he died rather young.
Yeah.
But he never married, never dated a woman, and always had a male... as a close companion.
Mm. He was only 37.
Wow, he was my age.
Mary Cassatt, painter. King Charles the 12th, King of Sweden.
That's
figures. Alex Chu.
Who?
Paranormal fraud.
Oh.
What else? Who else? What? Where? What?
I was looking at a Rorschach test. Hayden Christensen.
The actor?
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
There is a...
Hayden Christensen, where did they come up with that? Although that wouldn't be a bad thing. At least he could do some... Maybe if he was screaming and moaning, he could do some acting that was actually good.
Tell me.
He gave a whole new meaning to wooden performance, but...
Yeah.
Yes, but how does he handle his lightsaber?
Exactly.
You know. proof that a model doesn't always make a good actor.
He's been linked with Beyonce Knowles and Ava Longoria and Trevor Blumas.
Who?
He was in the movie Ice Princess.
Oh, okay.
He currently has no girlfriend.
Nor has he ever.
Okay, the boy's young enough to be my son. Why is he... what is he doing dating Eva Longoria?
Really?
He's 24.
And really?
He was born in 81.
Is he that old?
Yeah, wow. Eva was born in 75, so she's 30.
Okay, that's not so bad.
He likes older women.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Helen Clark, New Zealand Prime Minister. Arthur C. Clarke.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Michael. Oh, please. Has anybody here actually seen Arthur C. Clarke?
Yes. He's not pretty.
He's not pretty. Of course, he's damn near 100.
Yeah, well.
And if he's still alive.
Yes, he is.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
But I wasn't quite sure.
Colin Four is not filled in for him.
He's been, you know, in Sri Lanka for the last, you know, 20 plus years.
Guess why?
Yeah. legal problems?
No, he likes those Asian men.
Mm. I actually had, you're going to love this. Yes. I actually have a connection to Arthur C. Clarke here. I was at a sci-fi con.
Yeah.
And we actually got to speak to him via the communication satellite.
Oh, really?
Which he is... of course, credited with having helped invent. And we got to have a question and answer session with him.
Wow.
Yeah. He, all the way from Sri Lanka.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
several
impressive.
Years ago. And it was actually, and one of the questions somebody asked was, how does it feel to be communicating from where you're at on a device that you helped create? And he said that it was an experience that he just couldn't even begin to put into words, that, you know, something he did became a reality, you know, something he spoke of in a fantasy book, in several fantasy books, became a reality. Anyhow, yeah. Sorry, that was my segue of that. It was just
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All because of that answer he gave to Jerry Falwell.
One minute he's in, one minute he's out. You know, he has a revolving door in his closet.
I'd like to
He wrote an article in Details, talking about it, talking about being gay.
You know, here's the Falwell thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
Cooper. But there are a lot of gay families out there, Reverend Falwell. And there are a lot of gay families out there. I think there are like a million kids being raised by gay parents who say that if you want to protect families, you know, civil unions will give inheritance rights and will give Social Security survivor benefits right to. Falwell. Anderson, that's all a red herring. If you want to leave something to your cat, you can do that in your will. Cooper. It is not a red herring. It's simply not true. It's not true. You know, we pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
CNN originally posted the transcript as saying we, but then changed it to you.
Oh. He's about my age, I think.
67.
Yeah, that would make him a year older than I am.
Cindy Crawford.
I would so go there in a New York minute. Anderson Cooper is hot.
Paul Crouch.
Hmm.
The windblown. He's on Trinity Broadcasting. With
his
wife.
Oh, yeah. Old gray hair himself. Mm-hmm. The husband of the poodle lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
I don't care if Tom Cruise is gay. Mm-hmm. I can't stand him.
There are exactly two movies
I can stand him in. And that's it. Just two. Legend and Minority Report. Can't stand Tom Cruise.
You didn't see War of the Worlds?
No.
Mm-mm. It's really good.
I can't stand him. There are certain movies which I do not believe should ever be remakes. War of the Worlds is one of them.
It's like an expanded version of the original. It's really good.
And it tanked at the theaters.
I was so surprised. Jim rented it a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't think I was going to like it, and I was fascinated.
There's just something about Tom Cruise and he
actually did a fairly good job in that movie.
He was good in Legend, but I love fantasy movies, so.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM, Houston 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Did you get a note from David?
Wow, that's been
that
a whole hour.
That was the Rorschach test.
Oh.
I was talking about.
It's just...
Well, what does it say?
Anderson... Do you know who Anderson Cooper's mother is?
I see a pony.
Yes.
And I told you it's a Rorschach.
That blew me away when I found out that his mom is Gloria Vanderbilt of the famous Gloria Vanderbilt jeans from the 70s and 80s.
To say nothing of 80s. The Vanderbilt money.
And the Vanderbilt money.
So that means, you know, when she was testing out those tight-fitting designer pants, she probably slipped them on him first. I just put him into a drooling coma. Betty called.
Who?
I'm reading the note.
Oh.
Attempting. She appreciates After Hours. She said everyone should love one another no matter who you are and what your sexual preference is. Keep up the good programming.
Thank you, Betty.
Yay.
Let's go to some music.
Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out who some of these other people.
Oh. Well, you can figure that out during the movie. During the music.
During the movie?
That too.
I'd still do Anderson Cooper in a New York minute.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, John Carter was in New York for a meeting.
Right out of those.
And he was going up to his room, and he shared an elevator with Anderson Cooper.
That's nice.
And Sean just didn't look over and said, going down?
He said, you know, when he was in there, he could not think of a thing to say. Sean Carter couldn't think of a thing to
Probably
say.
Probably good news for Anderson Cooper. But
Now it is time to go to music.
Wait a minute. Richard Simmons, the matter of dispute?
No. Oh, please. The man wears rhinestone shorts.
That's because he won't acknowledge it himself.
Is That's Liberace right. in dispute too?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because Liberace never said he was queer.
No. And denied he had AIDS.
And denied he had AIDS. He had AIDS. Of course, his boyfriend, on the other hand,
sued.
Had other issues.
You want to talk about her first before I play her song?
Oh, yeah, Marcy. Because I mentioned something in the very beginning of the show. Yes, she's got a special performance Saturday, January the 21st, next Saturday night, doing a house concert at the Flashback Coffee House located at 1012 Heights Boulevard. It's the coffee house is open from about 7 p.m., and if you need, you should make reservations and get some information. So call Flashback Coffee House, 713-861-1064. Marcy Ray, better known as Sweet Mama Cotton.
You have a rather disturbed look on your face, Chris.
I just really need to stop clicking on here because...
You're seeing all these names that it's so obvious to you?
Well, Coco the Gorilla's a dyke.
Coco
that's
the
what
gorilla?
The website says here. The sign language gorilla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lesbian.
Whatever. So what are we playing by Marcy Ray?
What always do we play by Marcy Ray?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you in a little
bit. Oh. We dedicate this song...
I don't think I want to say it.
...to the birthday boy.
Hey!
All we said was birthday boy.
Yeah, I know what the song is.
So then you should realize it.
Oh, thank you so little.
You're welcome a lot.
So I now would like to do for you my ode to air travel in the 21st century. Desperate old guy, why don't you come to your senses?
was just a little boy girl. I asked my mother, what would I be? Will I wear makeup? Will I do drag? And drive a pink caddy? Mary Kay, Sarah, whatever you'll be,
whatever you'll be,
just don't look more glam than me. Mary Kay, Sarah. I asked my mother one more time, I have no talent, what should I be? She said, go into movies, dye your hair blonde, and smile insipidly. Doris Day, Sarah. She can't sing or act, you see. So Rock Hudson's beer she'll be. Doris Day, Sarah. I have a computer of my own. I search for sex each morning at 3. Will I find true love? Will I get laid? Or will the millennium screw up my computer, ruin my dating life, and lead to the collapse of society? Y2K, Sarah. Whatever will be,
will be.
There was life before. Y2K, Sarah. Doris Day, Sarah.
Doris Day, Sarah.
Mary Kay,
this way. The day my
sister soccer too. The legendary Donna died. The day Donna soccer too, the Oakland kept it began. Yeah. We're fine. Whatever.
That's great, but you ought to try something new. Cause you got a spot in a place that's hot and it likes to be tickled too. I got a wad to drop on your loading dock, deliveries in the rear. So buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. With your doggy style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy, let's see how good that feels. Get ready now, I'm gonna start to plow and fertilize your field. Oh, your farm is rich, take it all, you bitch. We're gonna see what crops it yields. For a guy who's straight, man, your butt feels great. Don't worry, I'll never tell. When we meet next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you yell. Ow! And then pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. Doggy style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy, don't you see how good that feels?
Sometimes I feel discouraged when I cannot get it up. I'm tired and I'm weak and I feel I've lost my spunk. That's when I look to the heavens and I get down on my knees. And with faith and hope, I pray that there's a porn star shining down on me.
Genre.
Yes, I see that.
There, we started off with a triple shot of... Roy, shut the hell up!
I wanted to go out there and beat him.
I don't know, who's he yelling at?
I don't know.
Started off with a triple shot of parody.
Mm-hmm.
We did Desperate Old Guy.
Thank you.
Marcy Ray. Gay Sarah Sarah.
Ah, yes.
By the Kinsey Six.
Mm-hmm.
And Harper Valley PTA by Mark Allen Cole.
Oh, very good. Very good. He's an entertainer from Dallas.
And then by request, we did Jeff Stryker with Pop You in the Pooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did, so it was the first half of a porno double shot.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So to speak.
Thank you, come again. And that was Super 8 Cum Shot, or the band formerly known as Super 8 Cum Shot. Mm-hmm. They're now...
Something else.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
Yeah.
With There's a Porn Star Shining Down on Me. Yeah, that's almost gospel-y enough, you know. I put it on a different CD, drop it off at some church, and I'll just start the beginning of the song, and... I just see a Sunday service there.
There you go. Definitely have a second coming.
Oh, yeah. Second, third.
You know, I like the Kinsey Six song, but, you know, Doris Day actually can sing. And act. She's good.
Well, then why don't you sit over on... Okay, everybody take your microphones and shift... I don't.
And shift what? Oh, I see. He needs a chair.
Oh, this is interesting.
You're in his chair.
Oh, I see. He was not. He was in right there before when you, I came
yes,
here.
Exactly.
This is something from The Voice. From the Dish section. Since enacting gay civil unions, the British government has gone from egalitarian to radical. It has started random outings. The first newly dubbed gay guy is actor Kevin Spacey. A program in Britain's Department of Education is funded by the government to help observe the country's Gay History Month this February. Teachers can access the website for teaching resources, including a list of famous gay people. And Spacey has joined the pantheon of gay immortals. London's newspaper The Mirror reports that Spacey appeared on the list of big old gays alongside Tennessee Williams and Oscar Wilde. The organizer of the Department of Education's history program apologized profusely for the quote-unquote error. It was a complete mistake, said Paul Patrick. We'd love to be able to explain how it happened, but we can't. Well, why do you think you can't explain why it happened? Because it's true! Hello!
Where's the $3 bill?
I know it. Poor Kevin. They keep outing him, and he keeps saying, no, no, no.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
He is one of the best actors we've got
at
the moment, though.
Of course he is. He's a very good actor.
He's, you know, I've seen him in some...
He's been a lifetime acting straight.
Yeah. Yeah. The,
Well, that didn't make Rock Hudson a great actor.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. He was okay.
Yeah, I know.
They have him listed as...
Now, Cary Grant was great.
Of dispute.
Hmm. That, I don't know. It's... I don't know if it's so much about him being in the closet as... I don't think any... Has he ever actually denied being queer?
Who?
Kevin Spacey.
Yes, he has.
Has he actually said that he is not gay?
Yes.
I think he has.
Because I've never heard that he has actually said the words. And, you know, it's like, again, who cares?
Okay, his brother is a Rod Stewart impersonator.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
That's disturbing.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Excuse us while we make sounds here, because he needs new headphones.
Spacey used to deny the gay rumor until he was caught with his proverbial, and maybe literal, pants down in a London park at 4:30 a.m. in 2004. The actor was allegedly mugged in this notorious gay cruising park while walking his Jack Russell Terrier, and he tripped over the dog when chasing the criminal who took his mobile phone. And let's not forget the 1997 Esquire article that touted the gay rumors swirling around Spacey at the time, only to have the actor claim it was malicious after publication. I'd call that a denial.
Okay, let's see here. Let's type in the three magic words and see what it says.
What?
Keep going.
Kevin Spacey.
Go to that door.
Kevin is gay? What?
Salon Media Circus. Is Kevin Spacey gay? is Kevin Spacey K? Who cares?
Okay.
That's more than three words.
Well, no, I typed in Kevin Spacey gay.
And
the first story that came up is Kevin Spacey gay?
I see.
Who cares? It's an article from Esquire magazine.
Well, you know, it was like when Cheryl Swoops announced she was a lesbian. My first comment on the air was, and it was met by a collective yawn.
Well, like, George Michael. I mean,
collective but enthusiastic yawn.
Yeah, George, exactly.
Oh, for crying out loud, George
Michael.
Well,
he finally has come out of the closet.
Yes.
Oh, well,
he's getting married. He's actually getting married.
To a man.
Yeah, he's got this boyfriend role. He's got this.
Remember,
yeah, I guess
he is English.
Who has an art gallery in Dallas, I think. And so now, and they're all good buddies with Elton John and his husband. So
David
now,
Furness.
Yeah, now
yes.
Since he's English and you can do it in England.
Evidently,
now they're going to have a wedding too.
If you're if you're a male singing star in England, you have to come to America to get a boyfriend.
Evidently, yeah.
You have to come to America to get a boyfriend, but you have to go somewhere else to get married to
that
boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess everybody should tell Jimmy Somerville and Andy Bell and George Michael that.
Come
I
get
mean,
husbands.
Boy George that.
Come find husband?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anybody brave enough to marry Boy George?
Anybody crazy enough?
Yeah, he got busted again for dope.
Because, you know,
yeah.
Boy George called the cops on himself.
The boy's an idiot.
He's not such a pretty sight anymore.
No, he isn't. No,
how can anybody tell behind all that makeup?
He's not wearing it. That's the problem.
Ew. You know, what was that, like, Iroquois Indian stripe thing he was doing for a while?
But, you know, well, that was bald.
I will say, though, that, you know, there's that new I Am a Bird album that won. It's like the best album in England because he was born in England. So he ended up really at a big upset decision. And he got picked as the best album, best singer in England this year.
Wow.
And he and Boy George do sing that duet on there, You Are My Sister and I Love You. And it's just one of the most positive, beautiful songs. And he said when he sings it, he can just feel the room calm down.
Really?
At his concerts, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, he's ridiculous. Boy George's ridiculous, but he can still sing.
That's what he should stick to doing.
Yeah.
He tried doing this DJ gig.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a...
And sort of pontificating about the world.
What does Michael look like at the moment?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in
years. Boy George?
No. George Michael.
About the same.
I don't know.
I was wondering, because,
about
you know...
the same, only more mummified.
He sort of had this... Metastophelian look going on for
it was
a while.
The eyebrows.
Yeah,
and the little
mystic
eyebrows.
Soul patch thing going on under his lip there. Yeah. And
oh my.
What I'm waiting for is that
come over here and do that.
Ricky Martin come out of his closet.
He's coming to Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he's looking a bit ragged these days. He's got that kind of semi-spiky hair doing.
I think he's doing another transformation so that he distances himself even more from the boy band singer type.
I hope so.
Because he looks very much like a grown-up in the newest pictures I've seen of him.
Hey, there's something to be said for growing old gracefully.
Yeah, hello.
Or you could just, you know, like Liberace, have your boyfriend be transformed by plastic surgery into you when you were young, and then you can just sort of pretend he's
Have you seen Liberace's former lately?
No.
Lately.
Ooh. Well,
we have not aged gracefully. Just
remember the plastics of men. Yeah,
this is true.
Plastic surgery.
That was the weirdest thing.
I'm sorry. There is a point at which plastic surgery just doesn't do it anymore.
No, but Liberace was having his boyfriend go under the knife to look more like Liberace.
Yeah.
There's something very...
Hello.
Really.
What is wrong with this picture?
There's something very thrilling wrong with that.
Alex is here.
Hi.
Hey. What have you been doing tonight?
Who have you been doing tonight?
Nobody.
Who have been doing you?
He's been blue smocking it.
Blue smocking
it? What does that mean?
Ooh, with the Walmart jokes.
I'm not proud of you.
Is WM your employer?
You know, Walmart does have cute stock boys every now and then. I've noticed that at 2 or 3
Walmart,
in the
your one-stop shop for cheap plastic crap.
Hey.
Well,
I don't know. I haven't been in one lately.
Cheap plastic crap made by people getting paid $1 an hour. I mean, if they're lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, and not getting paid for lunch. Not even.
I don't like to travel too far out of the Montrose, so I haven't been to a Walmart.
Speaking of plastic, you really don't have to go that far to get to a Walmart.
No,
believe it or not.
No, just anywhere right out of the loop.
There's one even closer than the one out on Westheimer.
When I do venture out of the Montrose, it is like 95% of the time within the loop.
Well, then you're saying,
I think for Jimmy, it's like that whole Brigadoon thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he steps too far out past the boundaries, he grows old and
that
dies.
That was Shangri-La.
Ah.
No, it's also in Brigadoon.
Yeah.
The curse of Brigadoon was that if any person who was part of the magic of Brigadoon stepped beyond the boundaries, the magic came to an end, mm-hmm. and Brigadoon would disappear forever, and whoever it was who stepped outside would die.
Oh, that's nice.
So. The person who caused the magic to die would die themselves.
Hmm.
Bastard.
Well, yeah. That really sucks.
Doesn't sound fair.
I love the movie Brigadoon. It's kind of... Now if we could just have a gay Brigadoon.
There
you
go.
Lots of...
Montrosoon.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, you know, talking about Walmart and movies, I actually saw Super Size Me on the cable.
Can they do that?
It's really a scary movie.
It's about
the guy who...
Morgan
basically
Spurlock.
Ate healthy and then decided to document himself eating nothing but McDonald's for a month. And he shows him at the beginning seeing all these doctors and nutritionists, about four or five of them, to really kind of document exactly where his wealth was when he started out. And all of them said, well, it's not going to be good for you, but it shouldn't really be too bad for you. Well, by the last week, he was actually killing himself.
The same way
that an alcoholic can kill themselves, kill their liver and drink themselves to death.
Wow.
The same thing. His liver was starting to, like, go berserk in his body from eating nothing. And he had this rule that if they asked him to supersize, he had to do it.
Scott, I was having this conversation with Scott about this movie.
Yeah.
And one of the facts that Scott quoted from the movie disturbed the ever-living
enemy.
There are plenty.
The fact that and it's a minor detail, I guess, that apparently they did some sort of test with the how much stuff is in the in the food, junk that preserves it and does, and they said that they left regular fries that had been done for and fake and McDonald's type thing out, and the McDonald's fries, like a month later, still look the same as they did, and the
probably
others had run.
The same.
And
no,
the others
taste the same.
Had
no, they
has. Oh no, okay. No.
So
by
a
month later, they're pretzel sticks, but they look exactly like they did before, and that's got to say something for the preservatives that are in that crud.
I mean, there's something really to be said.
I don't eat that much junk food anymore just because I don't feel good after it.
Me neither. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I used to love Wendy's, and even now I don't do that very often.
The sad part about it is there are so many people, I mean, poor people. I mean, the thing is, it's cheap. So, I mean, you have street kids, and you have people, it's like they can get together, they're, $2 or whatever, and then they can have a full stomach.
$3, you really can.
The closest I get to junk food is Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, that's hard to resist.
Gay men should...
Well, it's junk, but in a
different way. To connect this to queerdom, gay men who are all worked up about their appearance should never eat in those places.
No, that's right.
It's true.
Because all that junk is destroying them from the inside and making them look all Quasimodo-ish by the time they're... It's not a good thing.
So to deform their face...
What are you looking at me like that for?
Wow, cool.
He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Who?
He's looking at me like I've lost my
Chris.
The 500-pound fat fag over here is sitting here listening to him talk about.
Well,
gay men shouldn't be eating fast food.
No, we're talking about eating junk food.
I was talking about the ones who obsess about their...
It destroys your liver if you eat nothing else. I mean, but that's extreme.
Well, my liver is in...
Vegetables make you fall.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
I take HIV meds. That is doing enough damage to my liver.
Okay, one at a time.
Why should we do that?
His girlfriend had to live someplace else for the month. It upset her so badly. And then they got back together. But
yeah. All right, where's the talking stick?
Series
at?
Now.
Mm-hmm.
30 times.
I was thinking of the special talking stick you had like 8 years ago.
Was it the one that vibrated and had built-in heat?
No, it was human.
Was
no,
it?
No. Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was when we had new people sitting around the table.
What are we talking about? 8 years ago. He wants me to remember 8 years ago. Oh, when I turned 50.
I thought it was a time you had two naked guys sitting next to you.
Well, no, there's nothing.
And we couldn't see your hands.
He's good for remembering a week from Tuesday. You're one of them to remember eight years ago?
One of the times, once he came back from his vacation, a bunch of the other programmers came in and gave him a birthday present.
A
double-headed.
Yes, double-headed dildo.
Oh.
And it just by coincidence was Hatch Week.
Yes.
And Digger, the 16-year-old, was sitting back here on the credenza and was holding it, and he goes, "I've got the dildo, it's my turn to talk."
There you go. I remember that. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I can still see him doing that, too.
Yeah, suddenly he remembers the 16-year-old waving a two-headed dildo around.
No, well, when you said, "I've got the dildo, it's my turn to talk,"
Tigger was that would stick in your fabulous head. Human being.
Yes.
Where's Michael Jackson?
To say nothing of the fabulous Tigger, who is one of our MBBs.
Yeah, which is a whole nother Tigger.
I know. I miss hearing from our MBBs, and I know it's not fair to them because we just can't write to everybody.
Whatever happened to the double-headed dildo?
It's in the GK.
It's mine. It's mine, and I'm not telling.
It's in a glass case.
Or did you forget?
No, it isn't.
It's in a glass case.
Let's just say it's had lots of adventures since then.
But how many miles does it have on it?
Hey.
Hey, valid question.
Coming up on 3,000.
Let's put it, there's a sign above it that says, "In case of emergency, break glass."
There you go. Well, if you really want to know, he's going to need help moving in a couple
of
weeks.
You can leave us.
I've got it that big?
It's in getting a brake job.
Retread,
job,
huh?
Retread.
Balanced.
The,
getting its nuts tight.
Getting a new paint job. You know, after a few years, that getting first lube. Layer kind of needs a new lube job.
Well, it depends on the type of lube you use, too.
Yeah, true.
It can spot the delicate latex.
Oh, you can put a rough...
We're having some high-class talk here tonight, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you know, what you got to say is we know how to fill up a space.
Okay, the twisted thing is the first CD I pick up, I look down, there's a song called Faded Away.
Not the worst thing.
No, my.
We do all right, let's not have anybody fading away here.
Well, I certainly don't plan on it.
No, certainly
well, we're
not.
Talking about the coloring of the.
Oh, thank you.
I still one of these days want to get up to that town in Canada called Dildo.
There's a town named Dildo?
Yeah.
That's funny.
There must be a bunch of pricks living there.
or prickless wonders.
We can only hope.
Can you imagine the high school?
Maybe it's an Indian name.
Dildo High.
I wonder what their mascot would be.
Do you know that on the road...
The Trojan.
Do you know that on the road to the town called Heaven, you got to go through hell?
I'm not surprised.
Is there a town called Hell?
Yes,
there is.
Hell, Texas. That's right.
Well, is it really hot?
Well, you know, so many of them could be called that.
There is an actual town called Hell.
Yes. Is it hot? This is Texas.
You know, I couldn't.
In the summertime, everything is hot.
I went to one of their websites, and you would think a town called Hell on their website, there would have something that said, "The current temperature in Hell is."
They're missing out. They really are.
They in Michigan, and Hell could possibly freeze over.
To learn how to market themselves better.
Well, is there actually an East Jesus?
I don't know.
Because you're always saying, Jesus, you know, way the heck out there by, you know, past East Jesus out there.
Right next to BFE.
Yeah.
Which you can't say on the air.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Let's just say that the last word is Egypt.
FCC Egypt.
Yes.
FCC Egypt.
Exactly.
There is what?
Oh, the website for
Hell?
Damnation University.
Damnation.
Damnation?
Damnation University in Hell, Michigan.
Oh,
you can get a mail order degree from DAMU.
DAMU.
Oh, no.
right next to Poop-on-You.
I love you.
Do you know there's a mustard university called Poop-on-You?
Oh, no.
Why do you think I'm making this up? I've seen the t-shirts.
That's where you go.
Well, this is what you get here.
You can't believe everything you read on t-shirts.
Okay, let's see. The college is...
Especially when it talks about size.
Okay, what?
So here you can get your degree in from the College of Television at Damnation University. The remote control domination.
Ooh.
Inability to watch television without holding the remote control. Excessive agitation and pacing when the remote is missing. Spending no more than 7 seconds viewing any particular program. And possession of a hyper-developed right thumb from years of flicking.
Looks like that mutant from one of the X-Men movies.
Well, now, for $10, you get a diploma.
Yes.
Personalized.
Oh.
For 20, you get a framed diploma.
Oh, how nice.
You go up, that's, you know, the associate's degree, bachelor, master. Now, the PhD of remote control domination.
Yes.
You get a framed personalized diploma. A damn you t-shirt.
Ooh.
A damn you license plate frame. A damn you sweatshirt. A damn you baseball cap. And a damn you window decal.
Wow.
I gotta get me that.
Yeah, right?
How much is that gonna set me back?
That's $100.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Damn you.
That's at damu.com.
That's quality right there.
There you go.
And that's all from Hell Michigan.
Hell Michigan.
Of authenticity.
Now, what I like, they've got mail order stuff. It used to be... Whenever you ordered stuff, you could order, like, a thing of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is dirt from hell.
Uh-huh.
They would sell... every order, you got a wooden nickel. So you had a wooden nickel from hell.
Lava rock.
There's a bat out of hell.
Where is it?
Michigan.
So I guess in the winter, you could say that probably hell freezes over.
That's what I was saying. There should be a thing on there.
Hell really did freeze over there.
Other big motorcycles.
Some water
hell
from
hell. Froze over today, folks.
Who in here is into traveling?
Just you.
They've got a thing where you can go and send...
I'm just going to see if someone can go to hell for me.
No, thank you.
Just pick up a phone.
Michigan? I don't think so.
What?
Well, not right.
I'm from Michigan.
Well, you had a question there?
I used to live here. I grew up here.
But no,
I'm sorry.
Some of those hell froze over t-shirt.
They do have it.
They have a t-shirt.
How you get a ticket?
Hell froze over, it's all it says.
You know, how do you get...
$0, man, I want one.
You have to ask Helen, though.
Yeah. Helen back?
No.
Helen.
Yeah.
Or Helen Wade.
Helen Wade. Exactly.
There was like an ice cream. You know, they're very popular at Halloween.
Ice cream in hell?
Yes. I'll have to order some water from hell.
Kicked you out for passing out glasses of water, did they?
I guess so.
There's a great Morrissey song called Satan Rejected My Soul. It's so wonderful. It's a great song. It is.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You're bad.
I guess that falls under the... Heaven doesn't want me and hell kicked me out.
Something like that.
They made a movie out of that.
You can dance to this.
Is this true?
No, there's a damn sight in.
Well, damn. Oh, fun with the word damn.
Oh, good grief. There's a canoe and kayak rental place. So you can go to hell up in a creek without a paddle.
Has anybody here ever taken a trip to Hoover Dam?
Yeah, when I was really little, and it wasn't that old then.
The tour guide tells you this is the dam water. There's the dam bridge. There's the dam.
Well, you know, actually, what he told us when I was little was he said that they couldn't think of a name for the dam. And Hoover was president, and nobody gave a damn about him, so I named it Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Something like that. And they point out where the guy is trapped in the cement.
Right.
Hey, I got a question about the Hoover Dam.
So if gay men, you know, they're always telling us to go to hell. So if, you know, the conservative Christian type. So if we all move to the town of hell, does that qualify?
Yeah.
I got one question.
Technically speaking.
Is the Hoover Dam a goddamn?
Only if you could never leave. Because it's eternal damnation.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any churches in hell.
Probably.
Probably.
I wonder what kind.
Most of them should be there.
That would sort of
satanic.
Be hell.
And the rest are headed there.
I mean, that could be
churches in hell.
Church of Anton LaVey?
That could be hell if you never could leave church.
Yes.
That certainly would. You know, you see, it's not the belief I have problems with. It's their fan club.
Yeah.
It's the followers.
I was just peeking outside. I see the rear end of a truck. That means Lee DeVall is here.
Satan has a fan club?
Yes.
Yeah.
The next show.
No. Yeah. No, the churchy, God has a fan club. All those churchies who like to tell us where we're going and
yeah,
how to get there.
Yeah, a meeting of all the God nerds that they hang out at Lakewood.
Lakewood.
Hey, Lakewood,
I think that together. I think that fundamentalist atheists are just as obnoxious as fundamental Christians.
My blanket statement on this is that extremists in any system are still extremists, and
that's
therefore
right.
Should just
dangerous
are dangerous. Because I know a few extremist pagans, so
well, I got a question.
Which
what
is kind of disturbing.
Do they need a church that big for?
Who?
To show off.
Wait, I have a monster truck show, ice skating, what?
We're going to show off.
No.
Who's the way you're talking about?
Lakewood.
Lakewood.
It's so that when the rapture comes, they'll all be in one place. So, you know, God doesn't have to go looking.
He's really
let's
not
make
that
it easy
bad.
For God.
He's,
I mean,
he really
time
isn't.
As it is
no,
already.
But his wife's a bit of a worry.
Well, she's getting kicked off
airplane. She's a pretty
recently.
Little.
Who knows what actually happened? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at her, and all I see is someone who's like this painted lady.
Who do you know?
Apparently,
who do you know never goes
flight.
Off on anyone ever?
Oh. Apparently, what happened on that
absolutely.
Flight?
Absolutely, I won't
dirty.
Argue with that. I'm not talking about the incident on the plane.
Yeah,
I'm talking
funny,
about
though.
What she appears like.
Oh, okay.
When I see her talk, and it's just, I can't stand it.
Well,
those TV Christians are all this, and I know the people on the radio can't see it, but it's all this, you know, grin ear to ear kind of thing,
big
and all these plastic
smile.
Grins that are all, you know, porcelain veneers, and if they were smiling any bigger, the smile would wrap around the back of their head.
Okay, so you mean the Miss Americas of the...
Yes.
Sure,
the
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, either, I mean... Yeah.
Now, I'll say this, and I thought nobody could ever top her, but I used to think...
He
that
does
nobody,
on a regular
that nobody,
basis, I'm sure.
That nobody could do a worse makeup job than Tammy Faye Baker.
No, but she turns out to be such a sweetheart.
I know, but
I'm sorry. There are so many plastic-looking queens who are just evil.
Wait. But now this new TBN...
With their mouths.
But the new TBN queen...
What new? She's been around for years now. That woman... She's like the demon love child of Dolly Parton and Barbara Cartland. It's
I just wish that one of our family members would go to her
her husband,
and teach her how to do her makeup right.
She likes the way she looks, I'm
of
sure.
Of course, she's like do you know that she's in her 60s?
Yeah.
I mean, she's
pretty amazing looking. I mean, there's no doubt.
Eyelashes long enough you could use for an aircraft
carrier.
You know,
given the amount of money the stations make,
they had to.
She can afford to.
You know, they had to. They had to hush up when he sort of one of his aides, a young man, accused him of inappropriate, you know, sexual advances, and they had to pay him off.
That's why he was on the list, I think, for questionable.
Yeah, he was.
We were talking about this one list that has. Mm-hmm. People have sexual orientation of matter of dispute. Mm-hmm. He was on the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, and besides, like my mother used to say, when I had hair to pass my shoulders and a beard and patches all over my clothes, we know you're very nice. We know you're a nice person, but people see you dressed like that and they're not going to think you're nice. So, you know,
you're bad.
Can't judge a book by its cover. Always.
No.
But she probably isn't very nice. But,
no, I'm not. And I'm not going to judge her by the cover.
Christians are such easy targets. You know, plastic women are easy targets.
But plastic people in a
in an area of life which is supposed to be about truth and authenticity
and serious
what about devotion to God.
What about gem bunnies?
And
you know,
I'm not saying that. Get off of it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that we don't have them in our community. I know we have them in our community. But most of them are, you know, we know they're fake. But only because there was a great joke for a while that said that, there was a great thing of, a lot of the gym bunnies mm-hmm. were looking like that so that they mm-hmm. could hide their HIV status.
Sure. Well, I think if you're going to talk about good Christian women and their smiles, you really want to work up some hate, you have to go back to the source, which is Nancy Reagan.
That's funny. The older she gets, the more she's sort of looking like, I don't know, a very old exotic bird of some kind.
Well, she probably is. She's probably very sad without Ronnie.
Yeah,
they really loved each other.
I do kind of love the fact that after, you know, she kind of went on a completely different rant than Bush Jr. About the whole stem cell thing.
That's right.
So, I mean, she, you know.
And she had an astrologer.
Yeah.
Heil Bushler.
She, you know, you gotta love her. She actually admitted to having an astrologer, you know, which could have been political suicide, but, you know.
That's it.
Well, that pretty well. We wound up with our psychic friends.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Dionne Warwick and the Psychic Friends Network.
Well, I think the difference between Reagan and sort of the Bushies is that while I didn't agree with a lot of the stuff that Reagan did, I always thought he was probably a pretty nice person, you know, in general. You know,
no.
If you met him.
No.
You met him and you thought he was awful? You know him personally?
I never met him. I just know what Reagan believed all throughout his life. Mm-hmm. He was a one-horse pony.
One-trick pony?
Yeah. Anti-communism. To him, anybody...
He even said, you know, if you don't support communism. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Damn commies. Yeah.
You know, and he allowed, I don't know how many thousands of our people to die of AIDS before he would even say the word.
It's a very complicated time. I mean,
what is so complicated about it? We got a serious health issue going on needed addressing and needed funding.
Right, but I feel
and
like
it wasn't until some of the top cronies in arts, entertainment, and politics, and in the news, it wasn't until people like Rock Hudson and others started dying of AIDS that we started getting real government action. Before that, we were just the chaff. We were lower than garbage. You know what? How you pull up a trash can and you got the little maggots at the bottom? That's what we were considered.
Well, great visual.
Well,
thanks.
He ended up actually talking about it more than Bush ever has. Bush Jr. ever has. So, yeah. You know.
How can you say? I never heard him say anything about it.
He did. He did, at the end. After Rock Hudson and everything. But, you know, I mean, it was such a very complicated time. There was people were really reacting in fear a lot of times. You know, I think that ACT UP actually made a mistake by forcing the government to release AZT, because the huge doses they were giving it to people at that time killed a lot of people, more than HIV did. It was the toxicity of AZT that killed a lot of people in the 80s.
Yeah.
In those massive doses. So,
anyhow,
you know, it's complicated. It's not a simple thing.
Don't cut us off.
It's time to go.
And B, it's the show's over.
Oh. Yeah,
it's time.
We're playing. We have a parting gift for
it's
you.
It's been a strange night.
Hey, I got a question. What's funnier than a mime pretending he's trapped in a glass box?
You can help us cut the fund drive short with your pre-pledge.
KPFT's Winter Pledge Drive is just around the corner, February 1st through 17th. And as a KPFT supporter, you have a special opportunity to participate in a campaign to shorten on-air fundraising by pre-pledging securely online at www.kpft.org before the on-air portion of the drive begins.
As you know, we count on listeners like you to contribute to the success of each fund drive, and we thank you for your generous and continued support of KPFT. Since listener support is what sustains this station, on-air pledge drives are necessary to inspire other KPFT listeners to become listener supporters.
But wouldn't it be nice if the on-air portion of the pledge drive were a bit shorter?
Here's how it works.
With your online gift of $40, $100, $200, or even $1,000, you can help shorten the on-air drive by 1 hour, 1 day, or even more, so we can get back to the KPFT programming you enjoy.
It's up to you.
The drive starts on February 1st.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.